Well, I'm very proud of the team, I must say. The way we play dominated them, and I'm very disappointed with the result.
Short takes, strong opinions, straight from a lifelong Gunner. This is Up Gunners, the Nigerian Arsenal fan podcast where I, Tony Doe, cut through the noise with bold and honest commentary on our club. From Premier League highs to Champions League heartbreaks, transfer drama to player form, fan frustrations to raw banter, I say what many of us are already thinking. Because for African Arsenal fans who live and breathe the badge, football isn't just a game, it's life. Whether it's joy, rage, or a little of both, you'll hear it here. Connect and join the conversation on Instagram, X, and Facebook at UpGunnersNG. Miguel, or valid or polished, step into the trenches of Arsenal Twitter and you'll find a very different gospel, one filled with lamentations, hot takes, and the occasional curse in lowercase. A timeline is split like Moses at the Red Sea. On one side, you have the loyalists. Support your players, nah? No bash them. We're only 5 games in, we're still building. On the other side, you have the pragmatists turned prophets of doom. Merino in that midfield is slower than Lagos traffic are big. Zubi Rice Merino is never working. Easy on one area should have started. City were vulnerable. Why didn't we just go for the juggler? Both camps speak from the same heart. Love for Arsenal. But Arsenal love is messy. Its hopes isn't its scars. Devotion mixed with doubt. We've been here too many times, watching City wobble while we tiptoe around them, only to regret not pressing the advantage. Arteta's choice to respect Pep too much is the wound that won't close. Pragmatism at home feels like sacrilege. The Emirates is supposed to be a fortress. A theatre where we make statements, not excuses. When fans say we could have taken them today, it's not just emotion. It's recognition of what the squad can do when it believes in itself. But to be honest, tearing into our own players won't win us trophies. The shirt on their backs still deserves backing, even when the tactics don't. Merino might look sluggish today, but the football is a long story. Next week, he could be the unlikely hero. Rice and Zubi may not click with him now, but partnerships are built and not bought ready-made. The anger isn't really about individuals, it's about the fear that Arsenal will play it safe until the moment has passed. So where do we land? Somewhere in the middle. Frustration is fair. Disappointment is natural. But we're not running this season. Answer? The table is open. City are not invincible. And Arsenal's roar is still in the tank. If we demand bravery from Arteta and patience from ourselves, the balance may yet tilt our way. We go again, not with resignation, but with renewed fire. Because this club was never meant for tiptoe football. It was built to shake the ground. Global Gunners isn't just a campaign, it's the truth of what Arsenal has become. Pipe from Bangkok is the poster boy this season, finally stepping into the Emirates after years of loving Arsenal from afar. Beautiful story, but he's not alone. From Lagos to Los Angeles, Accra to Ahmedabad, millions live that same devotion, some in knockoff kits, some on dodgy streams, all with the same heartbeat in red and white. The club loves to package this romance with glossy videos, hashtags, and Emirates tours, but the real Global Gunner experience is raw. Viewing centers with flickering screens, alarms at 3 a.m, arguments in markets and WhatsApp groups. No press team can script that. That's why it matters. Arsenal isn't just London. It's Lagos, Mumbai, Kingston, Sydney. The chants in Yoruba, the curses in Spanish, the prayers in Hindi, they all belong. Pipe's trip is one story. The rest of us live it daily. Global Gunners are not a feature. We are the fabric. Arsenal have just launched something bigger than football. A matchday suicide prevention service at the Arsenal Hub. From 2 hours before kickoff, through the game and 2 hours after, supporters can walk in and speak to a trained NHS mental health nurse quietly, safely. No stigma. Why? Because the numbers don't lie. Men are 3 times more likely to die by suicide, and in the borough of Islington, that's where one of the highest depression rates in London resides. And that's not a rival you can just ignore. Declan Rice recently sat with the Bruised Banana podcast crew and spoke about losing their co-host in 2022. That kind of openness, real talk, no filters, chips away at the silence. It shows that in our community, you don't have to carry the weight alone. This is Arsenal saying, the badge isn't just about trophies, it's about lives. And if even one gunner finds light instead of darkness because the doors were open, then that's the biggest win of all. That's it for today's take on Up Gunners. Bold, honest, and straight from a lifelong gunner. Keep the banter going on Instagram, X, and Facebook at UpGunnersNG. Till next time, keep the badge close and your opinions closer.